I thought so myself. I thought it was boring. But there is something in the boredom that opens up a thought. What kind of thought is it? Viscount Grey, one of the great writers about fishing, says how hard it is to convey the joy of this activity, how pallid one's language becomes when attempting to recount a good day's fishing and the thoughts it allows. It is, he says, like trying to describe last year's clouds. And so the cynical choose to...
Right, that right there was Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, of course, with their song Having an Average Weekend from their 1990 album Savvy Showstoppers. And this CD was released back in 1990 on Jetpack Recordings, released through Cargo, distributed through Cargo. And it's got the on the cover, it's got the Toronto, what's it called? City Hall, that very infamous or famous design, the two kind of swooping buildings. All right. Brings back lots of memories, back, of course, to the show Kids in the Hall. Anyways, I am your host of this show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And my name is Anita B. And with me, I have two special guests. You don't probably really care as far as musically, nothing important like that, but they're my kids. So I've got 2.5-year-old Coconut, also known as Coral. And I've got my newborn baby, who is Dexter. He's here with me. So I managed to make it all the way out from the bowels of East Van, pack the two in the car, and get on over here. This is my first show, the first edition of Sam Squanch's Hideaway, without, well, post-baby, post-pregnancy, I mean. So that means the last time you heard me, which was a little while ago, it was about 6 weeks ago. Oh, no, maybe 5 weeks ago. Maybe 5 weeks ago I was pregnant, and then I had a baby on March 26th, and he's happy. Well, when I say happy, he cries, but, he's a healthy 8-pound, 3-ounce when he was born little guy. And, there you go. So Sam Squanch's Hideaway here, is where Canadian music is played. So mostly in the vein of rock sounds very like a mineralogy show, but so let's move on. So we are now going to hear something from Frog Eyes, and I'm actually, no joke, yeah, hi, okay, I actually am feeding the baby with my left hand, bottle in left hand, CD in right hand, and the CD I'm talking about is Tears of the Valedictorian, like I mentioned before, Frog Eyes from Victoria, and this was released about a year ago. Maybe not even. And the song we're going to hear is Caravan Breakers. They prey on the weak and the old. There you go. All right. Considering I have multiple children here, I think I'm doing okay. Okay. Here you go. This is Frog Eyes on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Well, this isn't the song I wanted to hear, so I'm not doing so hot. Let me try this again. I want song number 2. There we go. Okay, now we are coming on to the long named song. Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old.
weak, weakly hold a caravan breakers. A pray for the weak, weakly hold.
now architect. Now archaeologist. Now a man whose hand in the past somebody's made to face the changes. Somebody's built to last. What do you understand
All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And what we just heard was something new, and it's from the Constantines. And you're also listening to my son, Dexter. He's like a month old. I'm feeding him, and I've got a 2.5-year-old running around touching stuff. Don't touch that. Okay. Yeah. So the new Constantines album is called Kensington Heights. The song we heard was song, I think it was number 6, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's called Time Can Be Overcome. It was a little sappy. It wasn't, it wasn't in the vein of their kind of anthemic drum-based jungly rock that I like. But that's the first song I've heard off that CD. So, you know, hey, maybe I'll play something else next time. And, okay, before that, we heard the San GT. That's a band out of Ottawa. And the song we heard was off the compilation Killer Bands from Mars. And it was called When Sorry Takes the Wheel. All right. And Frog Eyes were in there before that with their song Caravan Breakers. They prey on, I think it's The Weak and the Old, something like that. That's off their album from about a year ago called Tears of the Valedictorian. Anywho, I happen to be your host, Anita B., and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the deal with this show, that runs from 6:30 until 8 every Wednesday, except for the first Wednesday of each month, at which point Miko comes on with her show, which is called And Sometimes Why, is Canadian music. Canadian music is played, and there you go. Okay. So, we are going to move on and listen to something from, how about Sloan? Let's go, every once in a while I play Sloan, old Sloan. I've been playing it lately more often, though, I think. That doesn't sound good. Okay, hold on. So Sloan, we're listening to the album now called Smeared, which is, like their first one. Actually, that was released back in, oh, I don't know. Yeah, 92, good God. And instead of hearing Underwhelmed, which is what I usually play, I think we're going to hear I Am the Cancer. I haven't played that one in a while. Yeah, so that's song 3. And here we go. This is I Am the Cancer from their album Smeared. Sloan on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, Thank you.
Okay, that right there was King of Beliefs from Duotang. The album we heard was Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams. And that is Mint Records release back from like 98, I think. And before that, we had Nico Case with her song Favorite from the compilation Mint Records Presents, the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. That was released about a year or so ago. And then the D'Urbervilles. That's a band that I really, really like out of Guelph, I do believe, originally. And we heard the song The Receiver from their new album, We Are the Hunters. Okay, so you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. And I'm here with you until 8 o'clock, at which point Val comes on. That would be Val Cormier and her show, Folk Oasis. What can I tell you about that? Well, she's here from 8 until 10. And then Juicebox, which is a show all about sex, is hosted by Julia, and that's from 10 until 11. So let me tell you that Canadian music is what I play, and I've got my two kids here, which I keep mentioning. One just pooped a diaper, really disgustingly. The other one just told me, she's 2.5, I have diarrhea. I'm like, oh, great. Okay, so we'll see how long I can stick this out. We may be hearing a compilation soon or not, but we're going to move on with more Canadian music. We're going to hear something from the Pumons. This is a band out of Windsor, Ontario, that released this. It was actually a number one album on the Canadian music charts, like the college charts across the country. It's called By Surprise. Mind you, this is like 11 years ago. Good golly. And interestingly enough, this, album was produced by Chris Murphy, of course, from Sloan. And you will probably hear the Sloan influences, I guess. Definitely, when you hear what we're going to be playing. So, okay, we are going to hear song number 5, which is called 2, 3, 4. She Has Told. Yes, that is correct. I hate CDs that don't label the numbers, the songs by numbers. Okay, so this is She Has Told. Here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, it's the Pumons.
I know lots of lies that she has told. You tell me your eyes are blue. Lies that she has told, and now that
You may rain, tyrant, you know your time has come. Oh, as soldiers emptied their rounds into your side. A tyrant, you know your time has come. Oh, as soldiers marched on, oh, your empty skin.
Oh no, not another Singles Club presents a Mother's Day pampering and shopping extravaganza. Come get your hair styled, nails done, and makeup glammed. Enjoy relaxing massages. Learn belly dancing. Get a traditional henna tattoo. All the services and shopping you need in one place for a minimum donation of $5 per service. Enter the 50-50 draw with proceeds benefiting BC Children's Hospital and drop off non-perishable food items for the Salvation Army. Everyone is welcome. You don't have to be a mom to take part in all the fun, food, and activities. It all takes place Sunday, May 4th at the Inn at Westminster Quay, Hayek Room, from 12 to 4 p.m. Additional information and advance tickets can be purchased by contacting fanevents@tobesocial.ca. Come have a fun day for Mother's Day.
Spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob, Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Those shadowy faces of death, before me like headlights of oncoming cars. A hand stretching out across hours and days. Thank you.
while. Talk to myself like a diplomat. Because I know there's no such thing as endless love. I know there's no such thing as endless love. Only joke told in very poor taste. Somehow keep cracking.
Okay, that right there was Lady Hawk. I really like that song. They have a new album out. It's called Shots, and we heard the song Faces of Death from that new album. Black Mountain was in there before that with a really long song called Tyrants. And the name of their album is called In the Future. And what else can I tell you? Oh, yeah, the Pumons were in there before that with She Has Told from their 1997 album By Surprise. And, yeah, this is a sound you don't hear a lot at CITR. By the way, 101.9 FM, and that would be a baby crying. And I'm going to be jetting fairly soon. But you'll continue to hear some Canadian music. Okay, Dexter. Let's go that way. And, yeah, it's a little bit of a zoo in here. It's the Binder Hetherington Zoo. Yes, that's the Binder Hetherington family, minus the daddy. But anyways, right. So I was just about to play something from the Wasp Factory. Sorry, Station 8. They have an album called The Wasp Factory that was released, oh, I don't know, about 6 or 7 years ago. Yep, that's right. Back in 2001. That would be 7 years ago. I love this first song. It is called Call It Progress. And by the way, this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's where Canadian music is played. And I just happen to be your host, Anita B. There you go. I will not be here next week because it happens to be Miko's show. That would be Miko and her show and Sometimes Why. But you will have me the week after, I do believe. Right, because next... She's here the first Wednesday of each month. Okay. And, oh, my daughter just turned it on by herself. That would be Coral. Yeah, here we go. Let's move on and listen to Station A here on CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
So, I was in the shower, the gym, which has a shower the other day, and this guy beside me, we're showering. Text messaging all my friends. I'm new to the shower in the gym. Got a shock. And anyways, he starts shaving his nuts. Like right beside me, he's shaving his balls. I mean, I was disgusted. I was turned on, but I was disgusted. I mean, for me, if you shave your balls, that's sex. If I shave your nuts, you'll be back. Belly smooth texture. So he's shaving his nuts, and I figure, you know, so I piss on his foot.
Hey, come on, that's enough. I don't appreciate that kind of language in front of my kid.
Oh.